Midland Council switched gears after a deputation and approved the installation of a rainbow crosswalk at the west intersection of Bay Street and First Street at its regular meeting recently. Colin Nelthorpe, president of Fierté Simcoe Pride, FSP, spoke to council about the project along with alternative options for gaining pride recognition within the town. With the rejuvenation of downtown Midland and the completion of the Big Dig, Nelthorpe began, the crosswalk is not only an opportunity to add that to the community project, but also to create an element of support of the 2SLGBTQ+, two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, plus other community. Council first supported the idea of the crossing unanimously in 2019, but without a proper location and the budget funds for the special paint, the project was put on hold. When the motion came up a few years ago for the crosswalk, said Cown. Bill Gordon, it was estimated that it would be about $4,000 or $5,000 tops to put one in. Andy Campbell, Executive Director of Environment and Infrastructure, stated that with the use of thermoplastic paint which could last between 3 to 5 years, the budget for the crosswalk would be $13,000. Also, there was the threat of vandalism. I'd been reading in the newspaper, almost weekly, about pride installations that are proudly unveiled, Gordon related, and then in short order, defaced. Clearly, these are ignorant or hate-based acts by individuals, but they have a significant expense associated with them. Gordon had entered a motion for later in the meeting to cancel the rainbow crosswalk proposal due to concerns with vandalism and cost. After Nelthorpe's deputation and offered alternatives such as a mural, an art installation, and other community-focused promotions, however, Gordon as well as some other members of council felt that voting down the motion to instead commit to the crosswalk idea was the best step forward. Cown. Jonathan Main appreciated Nelthorpe's deputation and Gordon's acceptance to defeat the motion. The concern of worrying about vandals, that's not a concern we have with other art installations, said Main before addressing the community as a whole. If you vandalize a rainbow crosswalk, it's probably considered a hate crime. And if you do see a rainbow crosswalk and you want to deface it, seek help. Further to the conversation, Main asked Nelthorpe if a Midland Pride Festival would appeal to FSP as an alternative. Nelthorpe responded affirmatively, adding that Barry held a Pride Festival in 2019 to great response. Cown. Cher Cunningham invited FSP to connect with Culture Alliance, while we're seeking other cultural sensitivity training, making sure we have a robust presentation to bring to other communities. Mayor Stuart Strathern related a parallel of viral marketing being more effective through transitory means, providing an example of a pride-colored wrap around local buses to spread the message. Nelthorpe was receptive to the suggestion. With the deputation concluded and near the end of the meeting, council and staff discussed Gordon's motion to cancel the crosswalk. When Fierté Simcoe Pride came into this meeting they had a crosswalk, said Cown. Cody Ostchevsky. And at the end of this, they have a promise from some politicians for more conversation, and that and $2 will get you a cup of coffee at, adjacent coffee shop, Grounded. I think they were further ahead at the start of this meeting. Gordon asked if the town was paintbrush ready. Campbell replied that the $8,000 shortfall would be taken out of the line painting budget the town is currently undertaking. Upon the vote, council defeated the motion to cancel the crosswalk. Mayor Strathern ended the conversation by saying, I hope to see the crosswalk in front of Grounded at some point in September. Council meetings are held on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, and can be viewed on Rogers TV cable channel 53, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.